The Pharisees and the Herodians weren't really on the best of terms. It was very unusual to see the both of these groups work together towards a common goal. You see, the Herodians believed that Herod was the Messiah, and the Pharisees did not. They knew that the Messiah would come, but it was certainly not Herod. Yet there were two things that united them. One, their subservience to Rome. And the second, they didn't like Jesus. So they got together and made this seemingly perfect trap, asking Jesus the question, is it lawful to pay the census tax to Caesar or not? Saying, don't pay the tax, would then allow them to cart Jesus off to the Roman authorities. And then they will take care of him. About 20 years ago, prior to that, there was someone that was considered Messiah-ish, a pseudo-Messiah, by the name of Judas the Galilean. And he had died partly because he said, don't pay the census tax. So what's wrong with saying, pay it? Well, the Jews would immediately discount Jesus out of the running of being recognized as the Messiah, because they believe that the Savior would be the one who would free them from temporal foreign powers. They also saw that this tax was an unjust extortion and a mark of servitude. Basically, an offense to God. Jesus offers a third alternative, one that is not a compromise, but rather offers clarity over one's particular obligation. Render therefore to Caesar the things that are Caesar's, and to God the things that are God's. The word render in the Greek meant to make a payment, with the implication of such a payment being in response to an incurred obligation. So this wasn't an option, this wasn't a choice, it was something that was due. Jesus here is calling us to proceed to fulfill that which is lawful, provided that we give God what is his due. And that's the point that the Pharisees and the Herodians fail to recognize. They were so mired in the world and in their designs, their desires to entrap Jesus, that they had forgotten, what is the Lord asking? What is God seeking to lead us to do? And of course, if ever the two are at direct odds, having to choose between God and Caesar, I hope the answer would be quite obvious, as it is our Lord who will be at the judgment seat at the end of days, and not the government. Jesus said that because the coin had the image of Caesar, we are to give that to Caesar. Then what bears the image of God that we are to give to God? What is it that we know that has that thing stamped? That is our soul. That is our heart. That is our affections. That is everything that we have. All of it belongs to God. And so if everything belongs to God, then of course we must do all that we can, naturally, to fight against those things that set themselves apart from God. That which happens internally and externally. We are reminded of the words of St. Paul, who offered something I'm sure we've all had a thought, not just in one point of our lives, but on a daily basis. Why do I do the things that I'm not supposed to do, and I don't do the things I'm supposed to do? It's concupiscence, the struggle with sin. And so we have that going for us. That's enough. We don't need anything externally to make that even more difficult. For us to exercise this complete adherence to God above all, we need to have our religious liberties protected. Having this violated will pose an unjust burden on the people of God. During the Second Vatican Council, Pope Paul VI, in his document Dignitatis Humanae, said this: "This right of the human person to religious freedom is to be recognized in the constitutional law whereby society is governed, and thus it is to become a civil right. All men should be at once impelled by nature and also bound by a moral obligation to seek the truth, especially religious truth. They are also bound to adhere to the truth once it is known, and to order their whole lives in accord with the demands of truth. However, men cannot discharge these obligations in a manner in keeping with their own nature unless they enjoy immunity from external coercion as well as psychological freedom." A few years ago, the U.S. bishops also piped in about this. "We are Catholics. We are Americans. We are proud to be both. Grateful for the gift of faith which is ours as Christian disciples, and grateful for the gift of liberty which is ours as American citizens. To be Catholic and American should mean not having to choose one over the other. Our allegiances are distinct, but they need not be contradictory and should instead be complementary. That is the teaching of our Catholic faith, which obliges us to work together with fellow citizens for the common good of all who live in this land." Our religious liberty and rights have been attacked, and it is something that we can't stand. It is something that we must fight against. Many of the things that have happened should cause us distress. For example, when you hear of business owners who cannot conduct their businesses in the way that is in conformity with their faith, and to have that violated, you know, especially you have the issues with bakers, for example. And what gets really annoying is the fact that this is something that is not new. If you've ever been to a place that's by a beach, for example, like Florida, and you go to a store, sometimes they would have a sign, wouldn't they? What it would say? No shoes, no shirt, no service. And people accepted that. Like, that's a pretty decent thing. And if I want to go in shirtless, I'll go into another store, right, that allows me to do that. Common sense. And so there's another thing where it's also affecting those who are in particular fields. You know, I knew this one doctor, close to retirement. And he's given so much of his years, his life there. And then because they adopted new policies that infringed on our Catholic faith, on our belief, he left. Said, I just could not stay. So close to retirement. But because he did not want to forgo his Christian principles, he left. And people would often say, "Oh, are you retired now? Are you retired now?" And he says, "No. I just stopped working and I'm looking for work now." He believes so firmly in that. But that doesn't have to happen. See, that's the thing. It doesn't have to be that way. And we can do our part to make sure it doesn't. Well, how about the Little Sisters of the Poor? We've been following them for how long? 7 years. 7 years. Just this past June, finally, did they have a favorable decision. And it's done, right? Where they can finally take care of the dying elderly and the poor without having to face millions of dollars in fines. Or how about you have schools? You know, what if all the schools had access to the Bible or had the ability to pray? Someone had remarked with me the other day, how isn't it sad? You know, we have a beautiful thing here, right, with prison ministry, and how you hear so much that, you know, when they encounter the Word of God, they are able to find Jesus, and they convert, they change, right? They amend their ways. They seek to do things out of the glory of God and become great evangelizers, or at least give their hearts more fully to God. What if we had those Bibles in the schools? What if we had that where we can set them up for success ahead of time, where they don't have to wait until they're in prison to hear about Jesus? Or they can just hear about Jesus just in their normal everyday life. Drawing once again from the bishops, we need therefore to speak frankly with each other when our freedoms are threatened. Now is such a time. As Catholic bishops and American citizens, we address an urgent summons to our fellow Catholics and fellow Americans to be on guard. For religious liberty is under attack, both at home and abroad. You and I have to render to God what is His due. This is not a choice. This is not an option. It's an obligation. And it is a fitting obligation if we profess our undying fidelity to Him. To do this, we must stand up for our religious liberties, especially as we vote. For none of us are exempt from the words of Jesus. Render therefore to Caesar the things that are Caesar's, and to God the things that are God's.